Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. And today I'm conducting a study of registered voters in Oregon, and I'd like to ask you some questions. If you qualify to participate in a two-hour study, you will be eligible to receive a $200 incentive. So, are you registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So, do you or just any members of your immediate family work in, like, news media or in marketing research?
No.
All right. Do you or just any members of your immediate family work for any political organizations or elected officials?
No.
All right. So, just making sure we have, like, a representative sample, could you please tell me your race?
White.
White? Okay. All right. All right, thank you. So, would you mind sharing your age?
37.
37. 37. All right, perfect. Thank you. So, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Some college.
Some college? All right, no worries. Thank you. So, could you please tell me into which of these categories the yearly income of your household falls into? And that includes, like, kind of including everybody in the household. So you can just stop me kind of when I get to a certain category. So the categories go under 50,000, 50,000 to 75,000, 75,000 to 150,000, or over 150,000?
Under 50, I think.
Under 50. All right, thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
I'm not entirely sure. So I imagine something else.
Something else. All right, thank you. So I do know it's still, like, a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for President and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote. Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
More than likely vote.
I'm sorry, was that probably vote or definitely vote?
Definitely vote.
Definitely? All right, thank you. And if the elections for president were held today, and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote for?
That's a tough one. Both parties have viable systems that they want to implement. I would have to say Trump.
Trump? All right, thank you. So, and if the elections for Congress were held today, and the candidates were Democrat Jeanne Bynum and a Republican Lori Chavez-DeRemer, for whom would you vote for?
Probably the Democratic option.
Democratic option, Jeanne Bynum. All right, thank you. So how certain are you that you're going to support Jeanne Bynum in the elections for Congress? Are you, like, very certain, fairly certain, just somewhat certain, or not at all certain?
I'd have to do more research, so.
All right. Would it be, like, maybe then somewhat certain then, or, like, not at all certain?
Yeah, somewhat.
Somewhat? All right, perfect. All right, well, we're sorry, but the quota you qualify for has been filled. But I do want to thank you so much for your time, though. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a good rest of your day.